The soundtrack is awesome. I was telling the class before, like, that opening, the opening song sounds kind of like an electronica version of, like Rocky. You know, kind of like, yeah, I'm going to play Mushroom 11. You know, kind of gets you into it. How did you guys get them to do the soundtrack? How did that happen?
Well, so Itai is a big fanboy of them, and he was, like, you know, coding while listening to this music, and he was just like, oh, this would be great to, like, you know, if only I could get them to, like, let us do this. And so we were just like, well, why not? What's the worst? We're just going to say no, or we'll never hear from them, which is no worse off than we are now. So we actually sent an email, I think, asking for Lifeforms, which is their most famous album. And they actually got back to us, and they were like, oh, well, there's, like, 17 different companies that own this, you know, IP. And actually, I guess if you're a musician, you probably know this better, but you really get screwed over by publishers. They, like, end up owning your IP, and you can't actually do anything with your album if it's a great hit and somebody else owns it. So they were like, well, like, there are all these different companies own it, and we, you know, we don't actually even see any money from it, and, you know, you'd have to go to Time Warner, you know, Music for, you know, North America, and then you'd have to go through Sony something for, like, you know, Asia, and then you'd have to go through, it was like, all right, so no. But then they were like, but, you know, they got really, I guess we got lucky, well, that's actually pretty terrible to say, but they got kind of screwed over by their label, and they were like, you know, screw labels, we're going to make our own music, we're going to go indie, we're going to self-publish. So when we, you know, when they were saying, like, they had all this problem with Lifeforms, they were like, but they self-published, and they have, you know, all of this other music, like, you know, I think it was the Environments series, and they were like, if you want to use any of them, like, we can strike up some sort of deal, and we were like, what? So that's how it worked out. So it's really lucky for us that they were, you know, super cool. They also seemed like very indie and very, like, into what we were doing, and also just, you know, kind of like, you know, yay, games and experimental cool stuff. So. Okay.